This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We spoke with a fabulous lady named Carla Well Knight.
The best.
70 years old, battling an aggressive form of breast cancer, but just recently got to see her all-time favorite band in concert on the floor, and that would be Nine Inch Nails. So while we were chatting with her, we got onto the topic of what song she might want to listen to when it's her time to leave, and she told us about how she helped pick out the music for her brother's funeral.
Is there a certain song that you absolutely want to have playing?
You know, I've been thinking about that for quite some time, and there isn't one yet. I'm still thinking about it. When my brother died, I had two songs picked out, and one was by Opeth, and the other one was from a Gentle Giant. Not a lot of people know who Gentle Giant is.
I know Opeth, but I don't know Gentle Giant.
They were a 70s band that I love them to pieces. So I had two songs picked out for him. So I'll work on two songs for me.
What are you leaning towards?
I like some of the older Nine Inch Nails, like off of, like I love the song The Wretched, but I don't think that's quite.
I don't know.
We're just spitballing here, you know.
I love the song on The Fragile.
Yeah.
The Fragile is my favorite album. I like Trent when he's battling his demons. His newer stuff is good, but it's runs a little poppy for me. I still love him.
I love that she's 70 and she's calling out Nine Inch Nails for being too poppy.
Carla's my hero.
Yes.
This leads us to a simple question. And we're going to start with Crystal in Snohomish. Crystal, our simple question to you, what song do you want played on the way out?
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Wait, like the children's song or the rap song?
The children's song, because I'm crazy enough to be like making people wonder.
The monkey stopped to pick up his hat. Pop Goes the Weasel.
At first I thought she was going with this. Do you remember the band Third Base?
No.
Pop goes the weasel because the weasel goes pop.
Okay.
Russ
they
is
seemed
in
a lot cooler when I was younger.
Yes. Russ is in Salem, Oregon. What song do you want played on the way out?
Another one, Bites the Dust by Queen.
I do respect the irony of that one. Another one, Bites the Dust. Are you a big Queen fan, or are you just trying to let people have a good smile when you're being buried?
Andy is in Fife this morning. Andy, what song do you want played when you're on the way out?
You know, I want the Ramones Sedated, because 24 hours ago, I wanted to be sedated.
I love this music video because, like, there's just chaos going on around them. And the four members of the Ramones are just sitting at, like, a kitchen table, just, like, reading the comics, eating breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Just living a very boring, mundane life while everyone else around them is insane.
It's like the world, man.
Yeah, man.
James, you're in Federal Way. What song do you want played on the way out?
Lateralis from Tool.
Ooh. Wow, we're having a dark funeral. All right, I got one.
For you?
No, for Danny.
Oh.
I instantly thought of Danny for this one. I feel like if he doesn't answer this, Mr. King of Emo Night over at Numo's, he'd be crazy not to go with this one. Yeah.
And you better be singing it, Steve.
Oh, you know I will.
Singing my Requiem, whatever that is.
I don't know either, but I'll be doing it for you. What would you go with?
Oh, of course I would have to go with...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy. I much rather your save this day.
I think I'm going to be busy that day.
Oh, wow. At my funeral, Taryn?
Can we go back when Pop Goes the Weasel?
Pop Goes the Weasel because the weasel goes pop.
All right, Taryn Daly, what are you going with?
This one.
This one, let's see. Okay. I'm a bad child. Yeah. I agree with this one.
A little bitch from Meredith Brooks.
This is like 90s alt-rock nostalgia here. I mean, it's true. You are a bitch and nothing in between.
Yeah. Nothing in between. Yeah. You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit. Steve, what's your song? It's the
final countdown. We used to walk on stage to this when I was in a band, so I could see you going out with this one.
Now Steve's going to walk off stage to this one.
And I give you guys full freedom to accidentally, quote-unquote, drop my casket. Just to add a little bit of a little levity to the moment.
Will you fart when we do it?
Yes, I'll have a recording that says, you hear me go, ow, and then a fart.
All right, we planned it all out.
We got one more.
Okay.
Jaden, you're in Snohomish this morning. What song would you like to hear on the way out?
Probably Because I Got High by Afro Man. Everybody laughing.
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
I was going to live my life, but then I got high. Because I got high.
Because I got high. Because I got high. The Daily Migs Show.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.